For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver softball team wrapped up their trip to Florida with three games cut off of their schedule because of rain. Jen Smith joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
The GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications is 10 times faster. Now you can get internet upload and download speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Plus, you can add GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi featuring Wi-Fi 6 technology to get the best in-home wireless experience. For the fastest internet service for your home or business, choose Minnesota's largest broadband cooperative, Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the GigaZone. It's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver softball team fell 7-1 to Seton Hill University in their seventh game of the spring games in Florida. The Beavers were swept during their seven-game series, were unable to compete in three due to weather. Beavers found home plate in four of the seven games, scoring 11 runs, giving up 48. BSU's closest matchup came in games with Cedarville University. Despite not winning any games down in Florida, Beaver softball player Jen Smith says it was still a success.
We are so excited. Last year we couldn't go because of COVID, obviously. So Florida is like our biggest thing that everyone looks forward to in season. It really just makes us reset because we're able to play on dirt finally again. So it's awesome to be able to go to Florida.
Beaver's next scheduled action takes place at the Fairfield Inn & Suites Classic in St. Joseph, Missouri, March 18th, 19th, and 20th. The Beaver's playing six games. NSIC opener scheduled for March 29th. Home opener April 2nd. Someone needs to inform Ma Nature. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.